9558, 4 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. On the roads this morning, watch out for black ice. That's causing problems in many areas, especially Suffolk and Norfolk. Exercise special caution, if you will, in those counties. And on the air news, Manchester Airport is closed to passenger flights because of a fireman strike. Incoming flights are being diverted to other airports. Up to news with Orleans. Dance with me.
Dance with me. I want to be a partner. Can't you see?
Kilohertz. This is Radio Caroline.
Radio Caroline News, brought to you by Newsweek magazine.
Good morning, it's 8 o'clock. In the Philippines, rebels still hold a commercial TV station in the capital, Manila. Their leader, Colonel Oscar Canlas, has promised to leave the building during daylight hours, but many of his soldiers have refused to give up. Canlas appeared at a press conference last night with the country's defense minister, Mr. Alasso, and the army chief, Mr. Fidel Ramos. Once again, he told reporters his men were not pro-Marcos and anti-government, just anti-communist, and he was willing to leave the TV station. In the Lebanese capital, Beirut, Druze militia say the Church of England special envoy, Mr. Terry Waite, is still safe and well. The Druze leader, Mr. Walid Jumblatt, says Mr. Waite is still talking with Shiite militia and is making good progress. In Washington, the State Department has banned all Americans from traveling to the Lebanon unless they have a full government permit. People breaking the ban face a fine of up to $2,000 and 5 years in prison. They've also told 1,500 Americans still living in Beirut to leave the city by the start of March. Islamic Jihad say they kidnapped four teachers from West Beirut over the weekend. The group say the men were spying for America and therefore had no rights. In Canada, two Sikhs have been sentenced to life in prison for plotting to blow up an Air India jet last May. The two men were found guilty in December of trying to hire an undercover FBI man to plant a bomb on the flight from New York to London. One of the passengers was an Indian government minister, but his name has not been released. In Sri Lanka, 33 people have been killed during a jungle fight between the army and Tamil guerrillas. Government troops attacked a Tamil base 150 miles east of Colombo and shot dead 21 members of the Liberation Tigers of Tamil Eelam. 12 soldiers also died in the shooting. And finally, the American Secretary of State, Mr. George Shultz, has met the ANC leader Oliver Tambo in Washington. Mr. Shultz said the African National Congress must renounce violence and sever links with Russia. Mr. Tambo said his organization were not terrorists and the only real terrorists in Africa were Mr. Botha and his government in South Africa. For Caroline 558, I'm Stuart Clark.
That was Radio Caroline News, brought to you by Newsweek, the international news magazine.
Lotto 649. Caroline presents this week's winning 649 numbers.
The winning numbers, drawn on January the 14th, were 4, 21, 23, 33, 34, 36, and the bonus number, 31. The winning numbers on January the 17th were 7, 15, 16, 18, 31, 44, and the bonus number, 46. For lotto prize details, stay tuned to Caroline 558.
Half of what I say is meaningless, but I say it just to reach you, Julia. Julia, Julia, ocean child calls me. So I sing the song of love, Julia. Sky is shimmering, glimmering in the sun. Julia, Julia, morning, moon, touch me. So sing the song of love, Julia. When I cannot sing my heart, I can only speak my mind, Julia.
With all your favourites on a Thursday morning right the way through till 1 o'clock tomorrow. It's now 6 minutes past 8. Turn up for breakfast until 9. Here's Elkie Brooks out of the top 10 and No More the Fool.
Just why I still the heartache.
Caroline 558, is a beautifully clear morning out here on the North Sea. We can see the lights of the Kent coast around about 5 o'clock, and now we can actually see the Essex coast. There's a big water tower. I think it's somewhere up near Frinton. Good morning, Frinton. Good morning, Kevin. How are we? It's 11 after 8. I think it's going to be a nice day. It's a little bit nippy, though. I don't think I'll be getting into the bikini on the back deck now. A little chilly for that. Level 42, back in the early part of last year, and leaving me now on 558.
It seems true love is so rare.
Oh,
Thank you. to understand it.
From Bobby Womack, I want to make love to you. Caroline 558, it's Thursday morning, it's 8:18.
The Brighton Record Fair is at the Brighton Centre, King's Road in Brighton on Sunday, February the 8th. If you've searched the markets, the classified ads and your local record store for your favourite classic, or even if you just enjoy looking through old records with nothing particular in mind, try the Brighton Record Fair on Sunday, February the 8th from 10:30 till 5 at the Brighton Centre, King's Road, Brighton. It's the vinyl frontier in record fairs.
Let the love in a wind sound.
We'll be right back. 5-8, free mug with every 4-hour air shift. Breakfast mug till 9 o'clock. Then the mid-morning mug is Rob Charles till 1. The afternoon mug, Richard Staines till 5. Evening mug, Jamie King through till 9. And the nighttime mug this evening, Dave Ellis from 9 until 1 o'clock. Let's face it, it's got to be slightly strange to want to come and sit on a ship in the middle of the North Sea and play records with people, haven't you? You're a bit weird, aren't you?
A bit strange, yeah.
I thought you were.
Thank you. me and you.
Caroline, 5:58, just after 8:28. The forecast, rather cloudy and misty at first. It's going to get brighter as the morning goes on. Temperatures reaching 4 degrees Celsius.
And the top stories. Mr. Marcos has been stopped from returning to the Philippines by the American government. And in the Lebanese capital, Beirut, Druze militia say Mr. Terry Waite is safe and well. Details at 9.
In the Loch Deep Channel of the North Sea, the winds are currently southeasterly and light. The sea is slight. The visibility is good.
You threw me up and you walk away. I can't imagine how you love me and then go away. Oh, at all. Oh, and you keep it there when you smile, just like a Hollywood child. And I haven't noticed just where. Best as you can, man. Good advice I could give to you. I wanna see you now. I don't care, I don't eat, I don't sleep, I don't cry. No, no, we're two of a kind. I know.
champagne from the windows. This panic and I hear somebody scream. He picks up useless paper and puts it in my pocket. I'm trying very hard to keep my fingers clean. I can't remember, tell me what's his name.
My name is Michael Caine.
And all I wanted was a way of both to pray to keep me warm. And all I wanted was a way of both to pray to keep. The sun is laughing, it's another broken morning. I see a shadow and call out to try and warn him. He didn't seem to hear, just turned away. The quiet fellow follows, points his finger straight at you. He had to sacrifice his pride, yes, throw it all away.
Treasure charging up the deep towards us at the moment. Well, actually, not quite towards us. There, I suppose, about a mile and a half away. 10 degrees to port, sir. If you come a little closer, I can see your name and say hello to you. This one for you, anyway. Curiosity kills the cat. Down to earth.
Shooting stars in midnight postures and hanging out on clouds beneath the moon. Reaching rise on magic carpets. It's a fairy tale to me, but you're in tune. Shadow fire, final prey of the moving scene and generate your every egg. You ain't no bird, and so for what it's worth, I'm gonna bring you straight back down, down, straight back down. Come back down, straight back down, y'all, straight back down to earth. Thank you.
They're changing course on the dredge there, so I don't presume they'll be coming in for a cup of tea. Great show. There's an interesting looking flag you've got flying off the rear end of your ship there, lads, as well. I'm not joking. Somebody came past the other day and they were flying a tea towel as a flag. I'm sure you're not supposed to do that sort of thing at sea. The Navy can sink you, can't they, or something like that. 20 to 9 with Focus.
And baby, it's too late. Yeah. There's no hope for a hungry child whose joker is wild. They take all hope away by the end of the day. Well, I just about had enough for the sunshine. Got yourselves to blame for playing the game. There's no hope for the hungry child whose joker is wild, and they take all hope away. And I just can't see the sense of my mind's ahead. And I just about had enough for this sunshine. Hey, what did I hear you say?
Dr. Robert and the Blow Monkeys, and it doesn't have to be this way. Their new single on Caroline 558-847. Let's get lucky.
Lotto 649. You want to be a millionaire? It's easy. Pick six numbers between 1 and 49 and send them along with £15 cash, check, or money order to Bet Canada, Box 5555, Vancouver, Canada. In 13 consecutive games, you'll have a chance to win $1 million tax-free in Canada. Get lucky with Lotto 649, because you'd look good as a millionaire.
Pick six numbers and pick them right. And you could get lucky, yeah. Get lucky tonight.
Lotto 649.
Radio Caroline.
Yeah.
558 with Europe's favourites, 5 a.m. through 1 a.m., 20 hours every day. Keep it here, 558, 9 before 9, here's Julian Cove, what's it called?
From the heavens to the bottom of the sea. Well, I stand at every corner of the world, and I stand in every corner of your heart, and I give you everything.
One final piece of travel news this morning. On the M23 in Surrey, watch out for lane closures from 9 o'clock this morning through until 4 this afternoon at Junction 7 at the Merstham Interchange. There's Elton John, Kiss the Bride.
Well, she looked up a peach in the dress she made when she was still a mama's little girl. And when she walked down the aisle, everybody smiled at her innocence and curls. Thank you.
don't know quite what I did wrong there, but I've just been hit by the newsreader. Didn't appreciate me throwing the travel news in the bin. That's it from me. I'm Kevin Turner. I will see you again tomorrow morning, bright and early at 5 o'clock with another breakfast show. Bye-bye.
Got a peaceful feeling. I found a reason for taking nothing seriously. It's a guessing game with those waves of flame. Sick winter for a thousand years. Me and my ex-lover.
Radio Caroline News, brought to you by Newsweek magazine.
Good morning, it's 9 o'clock. In the Philippines, rebels have started leaving a private TV station in the capital, Manila. They took over the building on Tuesday during the abortive coup d'etat. Their leader, Colonel Oscar Canlas, promised to leave the TV station yesterday, but many of his soldiers refused to give up at first. Canlas appeared at a press conference last night with the country's defense minister, Mr. Alato, and the army chief, Mr. Fidel Ramos. Once again, he told reporters his men were not pro-Marcos and anti-government, just anti-communist. The rebels were allowed to leave with their guns and were driven off to a military base. Former President Marcos has been stopped from returning to the Philippines by the American government. Officials went to see Mr. Marcos last night in Hawaii and told him not to leave the islands. Marcos had planned to fly back with his wife this morning and was hoping to stir up a counter-revolution. He told reporters, "I feel like a prisoner." In the Lebanese capital, Beirut, Druze militia say the Church of England special envoy, Mr. Terry Waite, is still safe and well. The Druze leader, Mr. Walid Jumblatt, says Mr. Waite is still talking with Shiite militia and is making good progress. In Canada, two Sikhs have been sentenced to life in prison for plotting to blow up an Air India jet last May. The two men were found guilty in December of trying to hire an undercover FBI man to plant a bomb on the flight from New York to London. One of the passengers was an Indian government minister, but his name has not been released. In Sri Lanka, 33 people have been killed during jungle fighting between the army and Tamil guerrillas. Government troops attacked a Tamil base 150 miles away from Colombo and shot dead 21 members of the Liberation Tigers of Tamil Eelam. 12 soldiers also died in the shooting. And finally, the American Secretary of State, Mr. George Shultz, has met the ANC leader, Oliver Tambo, in Washington. Mr. Shultz said the African National Congress must renounce violence and sever links with Russia. Mr. Tambo said his organization were not terrorists, and the only real terrorists in Africa were Mr. Botha and his government in South Africa. For Caroline 558, I'm Stuart Clark.
That was Radio Caroline News, brought to you by Newsweek, the international news magazine.
sisters to the moon. Say today, don't you know, when you're down, there's just one way to go.
Good morning to you. It's Rob Charles in Little One this afternoon, playing your favourites and some of mine as well. It's a nice day out here on the North Sea. The sun is shining, and I trust it's shining where you are as well. Stay with us because we've got some good music for you on Caroline 558.
bring you fire.
Caroline celebrating his birthday. That's coming up a little bit later on. Meanwhile, this is Bester Williams, Once Bitten, Twice Shy.
Your name is Dracula. You suck the life right out of me with a thing called reality. Why did I fall for you? You took my space and made it yours. Now my mind plays a trick on me. You rain heaven and truth. I can't wake up, that's what I keep telling myself.
Once bitten, twice shy. Keep a woman open.
22, playing more music than any other radio station you care to mention. This is Caroline 558, 22 after 9, with English Evening, those brilliant teens.
Face checks the face in the mirror, making sure that everything's alright. The necklace that he gave her, she's going
Just as if that I run, I seek this human
29. Thursday's weather, dry and rather cloudy today with a few bright spells, especially in coastal areas. Temperatures reaching 5 degrees Celsius. The wind is east-southeasterly, light in force. The sea at the moment is slight and the visibility is good.
Let me inside you, into your room. I've heard it's lined with the things you don't show. Lay me beside you, down on the floor. I've been your lover from the womb to the tomb. I dress as your daughter when the moon becomes round. You'll be my mother when everything's gone.
Thank you.
way. Oh, away to go, Ohio.
Hey, oh, where to go, Ohio?